on page 76. Na hi papashyami mamapanudyat yat chokam uchosanam indriyanam avapya bhumav asapatnam ridham rajam suranam api chadhipatyam nahi prapashyamyamapanudyat yachokamuchosanam indriyanam avapya bhumavasapatnam ridham rajam suranam apichadhipatyam nahi prapashyami mapanudadyat yachokamuchosanam indriyanam avapya bhumavasapatnam ridham rajam suranam apichadhipatyam nahi prapashyami mamapanudyat yachokamuchosanam indriyanam avapya bhumavasapatnam ridham rajam suranam apichadhipatyam nahi prapashyami mapanudyat yachokamuchosanam indriyanam avapya bhumavasapatnam ridham rajam suranam apichadhipatyam Suddenly, prapashyami, I see, mama, my, apanudyat, can drive away, yet, that which, shokam, lamentation, uchosanam, drying up, indriyanam, of the senses, avapya, achieving, bhumau, on the earth, asapatnam, without rival, riddham, prosperous, rajam, kingdom, suranam, of the demigods, api, even, cha, also, adipatyam, supremacy. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. I can find no means to drive away this grief which is drying up my senses. I will not be able to dispel it even if I win a prosperous, unrivaled kingdom on earth with sovereignty like the demigods in heaven. Purport. Although Krishna was putting forward so many arguments based on knowledge of the principles of religion and moral codes, it appears that he was unable to solve his real problem without the help of the spiritual master, Lord Sri Krishna. He could understand that his so-called knowledge was useless in driving away his problems, which were drying up his whole existence. And it was impossible for him to solve such perplexities without the help of a spiritual master like Lord Krishna. Academic knowledge, scholarship, high position, etc. are all useless in solving the problems of life. Help can be given only by a spiritual master like Krishna. Therefore the conclusion is that a spiritual master who is 100% Krishna conscious is a spiritual bona fide spiritual master, for he can solve the problems of life. Lord Chaitanya said that one who is a master in the science of Krishna consciousness, regardless of his social position, is the real spiritual master. Kipa vipra kipa nasi shura kainai yai Krishna tattva vetta sei guru hai. It does not matter whether a person is a vipra, learned scholar in Vedic wisdom, or is born in a lower family, or is in a renounced order of life. If he is a master in the science of Krishna, he is the perfect and bona fide spiritual master. So without being a master in the science of Krishna consciousness, no one is a bona fide spiritual master. It is also said in Vedic literature, Sakarma nipunna vipra mantra tantra visharadaha Vaishnava guru nasyat Vaishnava sapacha guru. A scholarly Brahman expert in all subjects of Vedic knowledge is unfit to become a spiritual master without being a Vaishnava or expert in the science of Krishna consciousness. But a person born in a family of a lower caste can become a spiritual master if he is a Vaishnava or Krishna conscious. The problems of material existence, birth, old age, disease and death cannot be counteracted by accumulation and wealth and economic development. In many parts of the world there are states which are replete with all facilities of life, which are full of wealth and economically developed. Yet the problems of material existence are still present. They are seeking peace in different ways, but they can achieve real happiness only if they consult Krishna or the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, which constitute the science of Krishna. Through the bona fide representative of Krishna, the man in Krishna consciousness. If economic development and material comforts could drive away one's lamentation for family, social, national or international inabilities, then Arjuna would not have said that even an unrivaled kingdom on earth or supremacy like that of the demigods in the heavenly planets would be unable to drive away his lamentation. He sought therefore refuge in Krishna consciousness, and that is the right path for peace and harmony. Economic development or supremacy of the world can be finished at any moment by the cataclysm of material nature. Even elevation into a higher planetary system, as men are now seeking on the moon planet, can also be finished at one stroke. The Bhagavad Gita confirms this. Chinya punya matya lokam vishanti. When the results of pious activities are finished, one falls down again from the peak of happiness to the lowest stages of life. Many politicians of the world have fallen down in that way. Such downfalls only constitute more causes for lamentation. Therefore, if we want to curb lamentation for good, then we have to take shelter of Krishna. as Arjuna is seeking to do. So Arjuna asks Krishna to solve his problem, definitely. And that is the way of Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Yanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Chichaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupagadamayam Dharati Sapadantikam Bandiham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sirupam Sagrajatam Sagana Dakanatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishagan Vitam Scham He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshare Prishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Banchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Syadaita Gadadhara Shivajari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Nahi papasyami mamapur nudyat. Yat chokam uchosananam indriyanam. Avapya bhuma vasapatnam redham. Rajam suranam apichadipatyam. I can find no means to drive away this greed which is drying up my senses. I will not be able to dispel it even if I win a prosperous, unrivaled kingdom on earth with sovereignty like the demigods in heaven. So here in these verses, Krishna's dear devotee Arjun is realizing his position. Of course, he's an eternal associate of the Lord, so he's always aware that Krishna is the Supreme Lord and that he's an infinitesimal spiritual being and very insignificant. And so for the sake of the benefit of this world, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was putting Arjuna, his dear devotee, into this position. So it is explained in the scriptures that the two energy, even in Bhagavad Gita, the divine energy, Daivi Maya, and then the Yoga Maya, the internal potency, and then the external potency, Mahamaya. So all the living entities are actually covered by these energies. So the eternal associates of the Lord, they're in one sense, so the spiritual conditioning is there. And so, therefore, even the eternal associates, like in Golok, Vrindavan, in the highest rank, they're not aware of their position in terms of being servants of Krishna and Krishna the Supreme Lord. They're simply thinking Krishna is my best friend. Krishna is my beloved. Or even Mother Yashoda is thinking Krishna is my son. And not aware that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So they are covered by the Yogamaya, by the internal potency. But they are properly situated in service to Krishna, fully absorbed in serving Krishna. So Krishna is prananath for them, the Lord of their life, the most dear object. And they are dedicating themselves fully to Him. So in the lower realm of Vaikuntha, so if you see, of course, the spiritual realm is completely transcendental. And so from one point of view, everything is equal there, to Krishna or Vishnu, so they are one and different. But at the same time, there's some difference, and that is explained that Krishna in Golok, so he's full of all opulences to the utmost degree. Sada Aishwarya Purna, Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan, he's the source of everything. And then the Vishnumurtis in the spiritual realm by Kunta, they also have all opulences. But not as much as Krishna, not completely in full. They are full and perfect and complete also. But Krishna, he has some qualities which are only found in him and which make him extremely attractive. Therefore his name is also Krishna, all attractive, most attractive. Especially then his Venu Madhurya, when he plays the flute, and then so his form, Rupa Madhurya, and the exchange with his devotees, and these wonderful pastimes, Lila Madhurya and the Prema Madhurya, the loving exchange with his devotees. So without any own reverence on the side of the devotees, whereas in Vaikuntha there's some own reverence there. So, and in Vaikuntha, so they are aware that Vishnu is the Supreme Lord and that they are the servants of the Supreme Lord. But everyone is fully engaged in serving Krishna. But in Vaikuntha they have some understanding that Vishnu is the Supreme Lord. But the main factor is the love which they have for the Supreme Lord. That is in the foreground. But at the same time, then, so in Vaikuntha they have some knowledge of Vishnu being the Supreme Lord, and they are the servant. So that is a spiritual kind of covering is there, or conditioning is there. And so, and which is the natural situation, whereas Krishna is completely, full independent, Swarat. He can do whatever he likes, or even Vishnu, but even more so Krishna. And so, he's the source of everything, he's the controller of everything, but at the same time, still sometimes, his own potency, the Yoga Maya, so is also there to some extent, even sometimes bewilder Krishna transcendentally. Therefore, it is explained Krishna in Braj is Mugda. Aishwarat, Sarvagya, he knows everything, but sometimes he's bewildered, he's covered. Therefore, when he's performing his pastimes with the gopis, sometimes he's crying. Or when he's with Mother Yashoda and he's stealing butter, Mother Yashoda is catching him, and then he's crying. So that is the Adabhut Krishna, wonderful Krishna, and his Adabhut Leela, wonderful Leelas. So by the living entities in this material world, so they are covered by the external energy, the Mahamaya, which is also ultimately coming from Krishna. And then the living entities in this material world, so they are not properly situated. They are not serving Krishna. They are not properly situated, and they are trying to live independent of Krishna, trying to be the Lord and masters of this world, trying to enjoy the senses, trying to be happy in this material world. So that is not a natural situation. So that is a material covering, due to the external energy of the Lord, Mahamaya. So Arjun, so he's ultimately pure devotee of the Lord. So he's covered by Yoga Maya, not by Mahamaya. All the emotions which are seen here in material world, they actually perverted reflections of the spiritual emotions in the spiritual world. So happiness and distress are here, and it is there because it is there in the spiritual world also. So there's transcendental happiness, there's transcendental distress, there's transcendental illusion, sadness, even madness, or anger. So, but Krishna is in the center, so therefore they are spiritual, these different emotions. So Krishna's devotee Arjuna saw, he's feeling he has this transcendental emotions. He's full of compassion. And then he's becoming also sad or he's bewildered. And he's, to some extent, here also transcendentally unhappy about this situation here that he has to fight with his superiors, Bhishma Dev, Dronacharya, they were all his teachers. So he was not ready to fight. And then he didn't know exactly what to do. So even a pure devotee, so sometimes he does not know what to do because he's transcendentally bewildered. So he was transcendentally bewildered. But then therefore immediately, so he's taking shelter of Krishna and he's saying, although Krishna was his very dear friend and they were related, sambandh, transcendental relationship is there. So Krishna's sister Kunti was there. So Krishna's aunt Kunti, and so her children, so they were cousin brothers. So the relationship was there, transcendental relationship, eternal relationship was there, and they were very close friends. Friendship was there, Sakya Bhav. But still, so Arjuna, because of course he's a bhakta in Dwarka or Mathura, so where they have full love for Krishna, prem, but at the same time, they know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So they have some own reverence also, to some slight degree, that Krishna is the Lord. So, but at the same time, friendship is there. Whereas in Braj, there is no own reverence. Krishna is saying, Arjuna is saying, Shishyasteham Shadimam Tam Prapannam, in previous verse, that I'm surrendering to you. Please instruct me. And then here, so in this verse, he's saying that, I'm feeling so much grief. Because of the situation which is not palatable for me, fighting with the superiors especially. He's feeling, even if I win, so what is the use? So if all these great personalities are dead, so then I will not be able to enjoy this benefit of having a kingdom. If all these superiors are gone, or even some of my friends or relatives are gone. And therefore, he was aggrieved, he was sad. Krishna was in the center, so therefore we should understand these are spiritual emotions. So there's transcendental grief there. So that is then the nature of the devotee, so he's taking shelter of Krishna. Whereas the materialistic persons, so they have these emotions, but Krishna is not in the center. So therefore they are considered to be material. So that is the difference, that the devotee, so he has so many emotions, but he's surrendering with body, mind and words to Krishna. Krishna is in the center, so therefore they are transcendental. Whereas in a materialistic person, so he has this different, so many these emotions are there, which are similar to the devotee's emotions, but they are material because Krishna is not in the center. So as devotees, as sadhakas who are practicing, we are practicing now. So in the beginning stage, so we have some knowledge of Krishna, but not constantly absorbed in Krishna. So therefore even our emotions which are there are not fully spiritual, because we are not completely transcendentally situated. But they are covered, we are covered by the modes of material nature. So therefore, our emotions are not completely transcendental. They're mixed with the modes of material nature. But we simply have to continue serving Krishna to the best of our ability. by trying to think about Krishna always, Savai Mana Krishna Padada Vindayor, fixing the mind of, in Krishna, speaking about Krishna, serving Krishna with all one's senses, all one's abilities. So then slowly but surely, so the senses and everything, the mind, the consciousness become purified. And then our activities will be pure. They will be transcendental. But for the time being, so there's some conditioning there. And so, but we simply have to continue. And so in the purport, so Srila Prabhupada is giving a very nice purport, like always. And so he's explaining that Arjuna was putting so many arguments based on religion and moral codes, what to do, what not to do. So as explained, one argument was that my superiors are there, so how I can fight again against them? That is according to moral code. And therefore he was not knowing what to do, and he took shelter of Krishna. So therefore even in our case, many times, so we are not exactly sure what to do, so we take shelter of Krishna, and then he himself in our heart, he will reveal what to do or through his devotees. Or is explained here that the spiritual master, because in the beginning stage it is not possible to always, of course we are connected to Krishna, we are never separated from him, but on the conditioned, in the conditioned state, so still some illusion is there. So therefore, even though we want to be connected to Krishna always, we want to always remember him, serve him, and then try to do what he wants, but sometimes it is not clear. So therefore, as explained here, taking the example of Arjuna, and Prabhupada is writing, it was impossible for him to solve such perplexities without the help of a spiritual master, like Lord Krishna. So Krishna is the Adiguru, so Arjuna is fortunate, and Krishna is his friend, his relative, and he's his spiritual master also. And he's actually the spiritual master of everyone. And through Arjuna, through this Bhagavad Gita, is giving us this transcendental knowledge. He's giving us guidance. So how we can approach him, how we can make advancement. But then Krishna himself is saying, Tadvini paripatena pariprasnana sevaya upadekshanti degyanam gyaninas tattva darshanaha. That we have to go to the tattva darshanaha, the person who has darshan, who has realization of param tattva, the absolute truth, Krishna himself. And then pariprasnana sevaya. Pranipatena, very humbly we should approach him, understanding our insignificant position. Especially in this material world, as conditioned souls, we are completely lost. With humility, and we should approach the spiritual master and Krishna, and then always be ready to serve. Seva vritti, seva bhav should be there. And then we ask questions from Krishna or Krishna's representative. So then by the mercy of the spiritual master, then it is possible to advance. So here Prabhupada is explaining about the situation of the spiritual master. So kippa vipakiva nashi shurake nai hai Krishna tattvavita seiguro hai. Who is a spiritual master? One who knows sei Krishna tattvavita. One who knows the Krishna Tattva, the absolute truth, who has practical realization of Krishna, who is absorbed in serving Krishna, and then is guided by Krishna. Krishna is giving him knowledge. So therefore the spiritual master, he can help the conditioned soul. And so we should not see the external situation. Therefore he is explaining that there is a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none different from Radha Krishna, who came as a devotee to show us how to love Krishna, how to serve Krishna, how to advance. So he was acting as spiritual master, and he was explaining to all the devotees. So he's saying, Kippa Vipra Kibba Nyasi Shura Kainai. So it does not matter if one is a Vipra. Vipra means a Brahmana who is very knowledgeable. Or if he is a Nyasi, Sannyasi, is a Sannyasi and a renounced order of life. Or if a Shudra Kainai. Even he may be a Shudra. Shudra means those who are in the lower position, materially speaking, externally speaking. The simple workers, that means who are not so intelligent, who don't have much material intelligence, and usually they have to serve the other three classes, and the Brahmana, Kshatriya, and Vaishyas, the teachers, the administrators, and even the businessmen or those who are taking the care of the cows and the censers. So externally speaking, the Shudra are in the lowest position. But if they are knowledge, if they have knowledge of Krishna, if they are surrendered to Krishna, then they can become spiritual master. If one is on the transcendental platform, even though he may, externally speaking, not be very qualified, intelligent, but if he has surrendered to Krishna, then he will have all knowledge, and then he can help others. So he may be simple. Like even Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he was not so educated, and he was actually from Vaishya background, and he was doing some business, and he was a householder for some time. But then he left everything, and he came to Mayapur Navadvip, and he was a close friend to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who was from an aristocratic family, who was very learned actually. He wrote so many transcendental literature. So they were friends because they were absorbed in serving Krishna. And then there was no consideration of how higher and lower on the spiritual platform. And then Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, so he was also a pure devotee of the Lord. And then he was decorated with the wonderful qualities of a Vaishnava, of Krishna, which are 26 are listed. Krishnaika Sharanam, the foremost, fully surrendered to Krishna. Eka Sharanam. Krishna is the only shelter. So then engaged in body mind, with body, mind, and words in the service of the Lord. And then all the other qualities will manifest, like being controlled in mind and senses, free from the tremors of material nature, and sober, grave, and eating only as much as required, being friendly towards all living entities, Suridam Sarvabhutanam. And then they are merciful, dayalu, daksha, they are expert in spiritual activities, and because they are absorbed in Krishna, so even externally whatever they are doing is quite expert. So this will manifest in a devotee slowly but surely to the degree of his purity. But even there, if sometimes there is some externally speaking, some so-called fault, but if one is servant of Krishna, if one is surrendered to Krishna, there is actually no fault. All the externally it may appear so. Even his body may be a little bit deformed, or he may not be intellectually so qualified, but if he surrendered to Krishna, there is no fault. On the other hand, if one is even a pakka brahmana, perfect brahmana, educated, and having beautiful bodily features and all wealth and being properly situated and doing everything properly according to Vana Ashram, following rules and regulations, but if he is not surrendered to Krishna, then he is not perfect. And then he cannot help others so much. He cannot even help himself. So therefore one who is in his inferior position but is surrendered to Krishna is superior to such a brahmana. So that is explained in the next verse from the Padma Purana, which Prabhupada is mentioning here. Sakka manipunda vipra mantra tantra visharadaha. Even one is a very expert visharata in chanting of the mantras and tantras, performing these various ritualistic activities. And if he's knowledgeable in the Vedic knowledge, nipun, expert, brahmana, but a Vaishnavar, guru nasa syat, if he's not a Vaishnava, if he's not serving Krishna, he cannot be guru. Whereas Vaishnavar, swapacha, guru. But even if one has come from a family of swapacha, here it is explained, swapacha is actually the dog eaters. So even if one has come from the family of persons who are eating even the animals, even the dogs, which is very low animal, and usually so only low class people, they are doing that. But if one even has been born in such a family, but if he's coming to Krishna consciousness, then in the association of the pure Vaishnav, then his spiritual nature will be revealed, and then he can become a spiritual master. Vaishnava Swapacha Guruhu. And then Prabhupada is mentioning also about the problems of material existence. Janma Mritu Jaradyadi. So birth is there, and one who has taken birth, he has to die. He has to give up this body. Mrityu. So Krishna himself is explaining, for one who has taken birth, death is certain. And for one who is dying, he has to take birth again. So in this material world. And then disease and old age. So nobody can escape old age. And diseases, some persons are more fortunate due to pious activities, and they don't have so much physical problems or sickness, but still they will also get old. Although they may be even to some extent fit even in old age, but still in old age one cannot function completely as in youth. So the body becomes weak, and the senses and even the brain is not working properly, and then the mind cannot function through the brain, which is getting old. So then it becomes difficult. So even for one who is surrendered to Krishna, so we can see even the devotees, they have to then, to some extent, they are affected by this old age and diseases. If one is getting old, if one is diseased, then it is difficult to serve Krishna. But one will still try one's best to serve Krishna despite old age and despite disease. So here again, according to one's advancement in spiritual life, one is able to better transcend old age and disease. But still, even Prabhupada is a pure devotee, but he was sometimes feeling the pangs of this material body to some extent, because he's in this body, although he's transcendental. And old age is there, but he was transcendental, practically not affected. But still some, to some extent affected there. Sometimes he was complaining about some headache, because it is there in this world. But the pure devotees, whatever is the situation externally, but he's serving Krishna, with trying to think of Krishna and trying to serve Krishna and glorify Krishna. So he can transcend this birth, old age, disease and death. And the pure devotee, so he's always serving Krishna, is absorbed in Krishna consciousness, and he's doing as Krishna desires. And so he's ready even to take birth again. And then he will continue serving Krishna. He has to give up the body, even a pure devotee, at a certain age, certain point. But he can transcend that. therefore he's not really affected by birth, old age, disease and death. But at the same time, we cannot say that one is then, even as a pure devotee, completely free. But it is the proper situation, the right situation is if one is serving Krishna, one is properly situated. and one can deal with birth, death, old age and disease by Krishna's mercy, and still serve Him. And then one can then also, if one is then properly situated, then one can help others also. So, and then the last point here also Prabhupada is explaining that so if one would be economically in good position, then so it seems to be one may be able to drive away all lamentations for family, social, national, or international difficulties. So, and therefore saying that Arjuna, he would not have said that that even if I have this the whole kingdom, I will not be able to give up this lamentation. So, in which he was situated by the arrangement, of course, of the Lord. So even if one is materially speaking in a good position, one has good health, one has all material facilities like in the West, but still one is not properly situated, and then one will have to face these different difficulties. But the main point is one is not properly situated. Like in the West, in many places, so, and that is of course by karma also, that they are having a good situation. Of course, now in the West, maybe in many places, there are difficulties, also financial crisis. But in many places, so they are well-to-do, the majority, and they have enough money, and they are quite healthy even. And so whatever they need, they have. Whatever they want, they can get. But they are not... even though there may be some peace and some happiness, but it is very flickering and it is very temporary, and it is material happiness which is very insignificant. So, because Krishna is not there in the center, and then if there is some difficulty there, then immediately they are in great distress. So the only way how we can be properly situated, of course, is in Krishna consciousness, and then we can overcome all difficulties. So one can attain the highest position by practicing Krishna consciousness under the guidance of the spiritual master. So by taking shelter of Krishna. So through the via media of the spiritual master, one can actually fully take shelter of Krishna. First one has to approach the spiritual master, who is fully surrendered, and then he will guide us how to serve Krishna, how to surrender to Krishna, how to become free from all difficulties, how to overcome the many problems which are there. So even on the spiritual path, so the difficulties are there, problems are there. And the spiritual master is helping us to overcome the spiritual difficulties or even material difficulties which arise, external difficulties. So by surrendering to the spiritual master and the Krishna, one can overcome all difficulties. Krishna himself is saying, Ananya Chintantamam Yajanapaya Pasate Tesham Nidivyuktanam Yoga Kshemam Vaham Yaham. Those who are constantly thinking about me, ananya chintantamam, and who are always endeavoring to serve me, to them I give what they lack and preserve what they have. So we have to take shelter of the spiritual master, the representative of the Supreme Lord, and then one has to serve the Supreme Lord. So serving the spiritual master then automatically means serving Krishna. Because the spiritual master is showing us how to serve Krishna. He's the representative of Krishna. And so by serving him, so we are then practically also serving Krishna. And then he will tell us how to practically also serve Krishna, first in the form of the Acha Vigraha, the deities in the temple. It is a kind of practice there. Apprenticeship is there. The spiritual master is showing the disciple how to worship the Supreme Lord. And then if one is more advanced, then one can realize the transcendental form of Krishna, and then his own transcendental form, and then there can be loving exchange there. So especially in the Kali Yuga, it is also through the via media of the chanting of the holy names, the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna and Krishna Nam are none different. And there is the Yuga Dharma, the religious process for the age of Kali is chanting the holy names. But at the same time, it is important to serve the deities, then we can realize that Krishna and Krishna Nam are none different. If you're not serving the deities, not taking darshan of the deities, then it will be difficult to realize Krishna Nam and Krishna Sarup. So the form of Krishna, even while chanting the holy names. If you don't hear about the wonderful form, qualities and pastimes of Krishna, then it is difficult while chanting to remember. Even by serving the Lord actually in the beginning stage and even by hearing about Krishna, so if the consciousness is not pure, then it will be even then difficult to remember. What to speak if one is not serving the deities or not hearing about Krishna? So therefore we have to associate with the advanced devotees, the spiritual master, and hear from them about Krishna, Krishna's wonderful form, qualities and pastimes, and then one has to practically serve Krishna, the Acha Vigraha. And then we can gradually progress on the path. And then realize Krishna Sarup, Krishna's form, simply by chanting the Maha Mantra. And if one is advanced, so then externally he may not even have to worship the deities, because he's seeing Krishna everywhere, seeing everything related to Krishna. And then he may simply chant the Maha Mantra, and then he may realize his Krishna, Krishna's transcendental form, and Krishna Nam. And then he can, just by chanting Hare Krishna, then he can serve Krishna. And then there's a loving exchange with Krishna. So ultimately everything is there in Krishna Nam, in the holy names of the Lord, especially the Maha Mantra. But in the beginning stage it is, even if one is a little more advanced, even Madhyamadikari, they are still worshipping the deities also. And then always engaging in hearing about Krishna and speaking about Krishna and serving Krishna, and especially Krishna in Braj, because if we want to go to Braj, we have to hear about Krishna in Braj. So that has been explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, as mentioned in Chaitanya Chaitamrita. So if one wants to go to Lok Vrindavan, then one has to hear about Krishna in Braj. Then it is possible to go there. If we simply hear about Vishnu in the Vaikuntha, or even Krishna in Dwarka, then it is not possible that one can go to Braj. But one has to hear about Krishna in Braj, about not only Krishna but Krishna's associates. Krishna smanam janam chashta nishta prishtam samitam tatta kata rajasta sat kuryadvasam vrajasada. So in the Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami has explained that one should remember Krishna and Krishna's dear associates in Braj, and then one should discuss about their pastimes, and in this way one should stay in Braj. So if you can stay physically in Braj, it is helpful. If you go to visit the pastimes places of Krishna and hear about the pastimes of Krishna in the different places, like in Govardhan, Radhakund, Chamakund, or in Nandagram, Varshana, or in the different forests, the 12 forests which are there, different pastimes are performed. Like here we are in the Raman Reti. So, therefore Prabhupada established Krishna Balaram Mandir. Krishna Balaram are here. They were just nearby, Raman Reti, the soft sand of Vrindavan. So Krishna Balaram, they used to come here with their friends and the cows and the calves, and they would play together. And the cows and calves, they were eating the green grass. So we go to these places, hear about the pastimes, or across the Jamuna also. For example, the different pastimes places are there. The Belwan is there, or where Krishna was performing his pastimes. So the gopas also, the gopis. So by going to different places there and hearing about Krishna's pastimes, Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill, then we can see also. So actually, simply by the material eyes, we can see Krishna. We may see the deity, but if we don't hear about Krishna's pastimes, then it is difficult to practically actually see Krishna's beautiful transcendental form. So the best seeing is by hearing about Krishna. Krishna's beautiful Shyam Sundar, Tribhang Lalit, his form bent in three places, his complexion like a mega sham, like a sham, the dark blue rain cloud, and Pitambar Vesh, dressed in yellow dhoti and chadar, and holding the flute. So by hearing by that, and then by reciting or by speaking to others, then Krishna will manifest in the consciousness, and then one can see Krishna internally with transcendental vision, transcendental eyes, and then the loving exchange can be there. And then we can tell others. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Param Sada Pashanti Suryaho Divya Chakshuradam Datti Pajibanjavo Jagri Vamsa Samindare Vishnariyat Param Param. So the Jagri Vamsa, the Vipra, the Brahman of the Vaishnava, who is spiritually awake because he's seeing the transcendental realm, Golok and Krishna there, and Krishna's associates. So then he's living really in Braj. And then he can give that also to others. He can give Braj, he can give Krishna to others. So that is then the spiritual master. That is the Vaishnava, the true Brahmana, who is absorbed in the supreme Brahman, in Krishna. So then, because he himself is perfect, then he can give that to others. Then he can help. Then he can help others. So Arjuna, so he was taking shelter of Krishna, so then he was, of course, able then to overcome the difficulties he had, and then he knew what to do and what not to do. So then he was fighting, because it was Krishna's desire, it had to be done. So he was a Kshatriya, so it was natural for him to fight. So by Krishna's mercy he was able to then be properly situated, although he's always properly situated, but he was confused by the Lord's yoga maya, but then by Krishna's mercy, so he was properly situated, and then he was fighting. And according to Krishna's desire, so anukul bhav, so we should do as Krishna, anukul in a Krishna Nushiranam, in Anukul Bhav, in the proper mood, favorable mood, Krishna Nushiranam, as Krishna wants. We should serve as Krishna wants. What Krishna wants to do, we should do. And through the spiritual master, we can know what Krishna wants us to do. And then we can properly advance, then we are properly situated. And then we can overcome all difficulties, which are always there in the material world. The difficulties are always there. But by taking shelter of Krishna, so then we can overcome all difficulties. And they are coming and going just like the seasons, the different seasons. Every year it is the same thing. It is cold and then we are shivering and we are looking forward for the summer to come. Or the springtime. And then springtime, summer leaves, and the summer comes in Vrindavan, very difficult. And we are looking forward for the rainy season. And then the summer is gone again and the rainy season is there. Then the summer leaf. But sometimes there's not enough rain, it is a little difficult. Sometimes there's too much rain, it is also difficult. So it is the nature of this world, there's always some difficulty. So therefore, even in the Bhagavatam, there's one verse explaining, by hearing this Bhagavatam, then one can be relieved of the material difficulties. And Prabhupada in the purport is writing, at least temporarily. So we may be sitting in the class and hearing or speaking, then everything is okay, everything is clear and no problem. Krishna is wonderful, the process is wonderful. And then we forget our body, our maybe headache or stomach ache or old age and the difficulties with family or society or seva. This devotee has some idea what to do and it's not our idea. So, but when we hear Krishna Katha, everything is forgotten. So, but then sometimes, or many times, as soon as the class is over, then the difficulties are there again. What to do? But we simply continue, and then we go to the next class, or then we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And when we are absorbed in nicely chanting Hare Krishna, then again the difficulties are all gone. And there's no problem. When we are properly situated, internally absorbed, then there's nothing external which is there disturbing us. But then we have to, when we are finished with our rounds, those who are not so advanced, they're struggling a little bit. And then, but if one is more advanced, it is going easily and then all the problems are gone away. But then of course, then we have to again perform some activity and then the difficulties are there, and so it is like this. And so it is just the nature of this world. But once in the spiritual world, so then the difficulties are gone. There's no, practically no difficulty. Of course, then the transcendental difficulties are there. Just like the gopis, they want to meet with Krishna, Radharani and the other gopis. But then there's another camp there, Vipaksha gopis. The gopis from another group, Chandravali and her gopis, they also want to serve Krishna. There's transcendental competition there. Krishna wants to go to meet Radharani. Then Chandravali's friends are coming and are telling Krishna, Krishna, come, come. Chandravali is just nearby. She wants to see you. And Krishna, I have to meet Srimati Radharani. No, no, just come for 5 minutes. And then Krishna is then... So transcendentally, then also to some extent then becoming bewildered and is forgetting that actually he should go and see Radharani. And then he goes and meets Chandravali and the other gopis, and then Radharani is in distress. And then when Radharani is in the transcendental distress, then all the gopis and manjaris who are there serving Srimati Radharani, and they want to see that Radharani is happy by being together with Krishna, then they may also become distressed. So then there's transcendental distress and some transcendental difficulties are there, even in Golok. But it is all transcendental and the underlying principle is transcendental bliss. But when you're in this material world, due to the nature of the material world, although if Krishna is in the center, so there's practically also no material world, but it is still, it is more intense. Therefore it is explained, even Krishna Leela and Prakat Leela is more intense than the Aprakat Leela. Even for the eternal associates, that's why Radharani many times is crying like anything when Krishna is going to Mathura. So there's some special flavor there even in Krishna Leela and Prakat Leela. It is like a dramatic performance of Krishna. So there's some more excitement, so even for the devotees, and And so, but if Krishna is centered, then everything is all right. If Krishna is not there, then nothing is all right. So we simply have to put Krishna in the center, and then everything is all right, despite all the difficulties which are there. Hare Krishna. Everything is clear, right? Or any questions? No, no question. Everything is clear, yes. And wonderful.